Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In state news, the Waupun Correctional Institution is under investigation for alleged smuggling. Ray Kirsch has the story.
Federal authorities are investigating an alleged smuggling operation at Waupun Correctional Institution. According to Governor Evers' office and the State Department of Corrections, nearly a dozen Waupun Correctional Institution employees have been suspended. According to Evers' spokesperson, multiple sweeps of Waupun housing units revealed that people in the prison were obtaining prohibited items, such as cell phones and illegal drugs. The Department of Corrections held an initial investigation, uncovering allegations that prison employees were involved. According to the Department of Corrections, 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May of 2023. Three of them were placed on leave without pay, and the rest were placed on leave with pay. The governor and the Department of Corrections asked federal authorities to investigate because of the potential involvement of employees. The Department of Corrections instituted lockdowns at Waupun, in addition to prisons in Green Bay and Stanley, last year because of a shortage of guards. Four inmates have died at Waupun Correctional Institution since June due to suicide, overdose, a stroke, and an undisclosed reason. Additionally, a group of Waupun inmates filed a federal lawsuit in October of 2023 saying that the lockdown conditions caused cruel and unusual punishment. These cases are currently pending. Movement restrictions in Waupun and Green Bay have eased, but some remain in place. For WSUM News, I'm Ray Kirsch.
Thanks, Ray. In economic news, an inhaler manufacturer caps out-of-pocket costs to $35. Oliver Gerhartz has the story.
Thursday, it was announced by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin that German inhaler manufacturer Boehringer Ingelheim will cap the out-of-pocket price of its inhalers at $35 per month. Earlier this year, Baldwin and the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions launched an investigation into the manufacturer, among others. Senator Baldwin, along with Senator Bernie Sanders and other senators, sent a letter to the companies criticizing their high prices. The senators compared the prices overseas and in the U.S., where it was 70 times more expensive. Quote, "These prices are only possible because Boehringer Ingelheim has manipulated the regulatory system to extend its monopolies over the inhaler products," unquote. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Wisconsin women's basketball team is playing Penn State in the Big Ten tournament tonight in Minnesota. Wisconsin is seeded 10th while the Lady Lions hold the 7th seed, but Wisconsin did take down Penn State when the teams faced off at the Kohl Center last month. The men's team also has themselves an important matchup against Rutgers at home at the Kohl Center tonight. The game will be the last in Madison for standout senior Tyler Wall, who will be honored at pregame before tip-off. At 18-10, Wisconsin would love to earn a big win going into their season finale at Purdue. From WSM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesbrick.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.